Greetings, my friends, and welcome to the Paula Gordon Show, Conversations with People at the Leading Edge. I'm Paula. Balance is important in our personal lives, and balance is so essential to governing ourselves that the American Constitution centers on a balance of power between the three branches of government. But what happens when that balance is lost? Our guest, Jeffrey Toobin, is a senior legal reporter for CNN, staff writer for The New Yorker magazine, and author. Mr. Toobin's books include The Nine, Inside the Secret World of the Supreme Court. We need to know about this critical third branch of government, he says. Nowhere is that more clear than the one-time-only decision the Supreme Court made in 2000 when it appointed George W. Bush to head the executive branch as president. Mr. Toobin says at least one justice was so disturbed by the lack of balance in this decision that he considered quitting the court altogether.
It was Souter who was so devastated by Bush v. Gore because he has this idealistic notion of the court. And sure, people can disagree, but he thought that was such a cynical maneuver that he actually thought about resigning the court. The court is a political institution. It's insulated in some ways, but it can't be insulated in every way. You know, Stephen Breyer is the only justice who always goes to the State of the Union address. And he says he does it for a reason. He says, look, we are part of the government. We can't pretend that we're not. And the justices don't like going. It's awkward about whether to applaud or not. They just feel out of place. But Breyer says, no, we are a part, and we need to show people we're a part.
Jeffrey Toobin's bestsellers also include Too Close to Call, A Vast Conspiracy, and The Run of His Life about the O.J. Simpson trial. Mr. Toobin was ABC's legal analyst before joining CNN as senior legal analyst. And prior to 1993, when he joined the New Yorker magazine staff, he served as an assistant U.S. attorney in Brooklyn and as an associate counsel in the office of independent counsel Lawrence E. Walsh, investigating the Reagan administration Iran-Contra scandal. With so much at stake in the hands of the current Supreme Court, Bill Russell and I were confident a lively conversation awaited.
Jeffrey Toobin, I have a friend who I think has tired of the fact that every time she sees me, she first says, everything's political with you, Paula. And then she says, how can you be so passionate about government? And I say, how can you not when there's so much at stake?
Well, and that's especially true of the court. You know, one of my favorite sayings about the court is Justice Robert Jackson, who said, we are not final because we are infallible. We are infallible because we are final. Someone in America has to have the last word, and in our society, in our government, it's the Supreme Court.
Well, I think most people won't recognize Justice Jackson's name, but he was very important through the Roosevelt years.
Right. He was a former attorney general under Roosevelt. He had political ambitions of his own. He is probably best known as the Nuremberg warrant, the lead prosecutor. But tragically, he died young. I think he was 62 when mm-hmm. he died, and he didn't have that long a career at the Supreme Court. Interestingly, I believe he died in 1956. He was on the court that decided Brown v. Board of Education in 54, but he was the last justice to die in office before William Rehnquist. So many justices were old, but they all managed to retire before they died, except in between Jackson and Rehnquist.
Well, and Rehnquist clerked for him, didn't he?
And Rehnquist clerked for him.
There's some stories around that.
There's some controversy about Rehnquist wrote a famous or infamous memo mm-hmm. That he claimed was in the voice of Robert Jackson, but other people had asserted it was his own view that Brown v. Board of Education was wrong, the idea segregation should have been permissible.
Doesn't sound like Justice Jackson.
Well, it doesn't, and some of Rehnquist's fellow clerks said just that.
Well, and this also goes to, and you talk about Justice Stevens in a relatively recent decision saying that, you know, the court I joined would not make this kind of decision with respect to, an affirmative action.
Well, that was the affirmative action case, not affirmative action, school integration
right,
case
right.
At the end of last term, which came out of Louisville and Seattle, mm-hmm. where the school district, on its own, not forced by any court, said, look, we want integrated schools. We think diversity is a value. And the court ruled 5-4 with an opinion by Chief Justice Roberts that that was a violation of equal protection, that you could not use race in that way, even if it was one of several factors. And Stevens wrote a very passionate dissent, and it was a very sort of meaningful debate between the justices, because it was really, what does Brown v. Board of Education mean? The majority said Brown v. Board of Education means you simply can't consider race in where people go to school. The dissenters, including Stevens, said, no, the point is we want integration, and the government is allowed to take steps to make sure that schools are integrated. And it was a profound disagreement.
And there are a lot of intervening cases that both the Supreme Court but other courts have ruled on.
In addition to the University of Michigan.
That is a relatively new interpretation or a serious change from what the courts had been saying fairly recently.
Well, that case, which was decided on the last day of the term in June 2007, really was the culmination of the new conservative majority asserting itself. And, you know, in the famous words of Justice Breyer, it is not rare in law that so few have changed so much so quickly, referring very explicitly to his new colleagues Roberts and Alito, that the law is changing on abortion, on church-state relations, on civil rights. And I don't think there's any doubt that Breyer is right.
It is the nine that has brought us together with Jeffrey Toobin. We'll all be back in just a moment. Please stay with us.